Many of New York's largest environmental groups were not going to let the 50th anniversary of Earth Day pass without a celebration. Organizations ranging from the Adirondack Council to Sierra Club to Audubon Society and many more wanted to rejoice in progress the state has made. WAER environment reporter Chris Bolt has more on their concerns for the future.
There's plenty to celebrate as Earth Day turns 50, the groups say, in how New York State has often led the nation in environmental policy. There's the recent Climate Protection Act, clean water and infrastructure measures, a ban on methane-producing shale gas extraction, and the Nature Conservancy's Jessica Otney also says lawmakers put $300 million in the Environmental Protection Fund this year, which pays multiple dividends.
From outdoor recreation to fishing and agriculture, to tourism and forestry. People don't often think that protecting nature is about jobs, but engineers, construction workers, and other trade workers are needed to restore natural areas and build parks and clean water projects. Investing in our environment is good for our well-being and great for our economy.
She cites a Nature Conservancy study that suggests a $1 investment in green projects returns $7 to the state's economy in salaries, tourism, and taxes. Andy Bicking of the group Scenic Hudson is asking people to support an even larger investment. The upcoming election will include a $3 billion bond act to solve a range of issues after the coronavirus crisis eases.
These investments are critical in order to protect our communities and ensure that our children and grandchildren are afforded the same or better opportunities than we have had. When the pandemic is under control, we will still need to ensure clean drinking water supplies, protected farms that supply us with fresh food, buildings that are clean, safe, and efficient, parks and community gardens that make our cities, towns, and villages better places to live, and measures that protect us from heat waves and severe flooding and storms, which are unfortunately becoming more common.
The groups thought Earth Day was a good time to ask voters to support the Restore Mother Nature Bond Act in November. Cecil Corbin Mark with the group We Act for Environmental Justice suggests many problems, such as air pollution, are concentrated on marginalized communities.
And what that means is that communities like East Harlem El Barrio and East and West Sides of Buffalo, both communities of colors, are among the state's highest with asthma rates and incidence and hospitalizations, and the premature death that those communities can sometimes experience. It's also a contributor to their high incidence of being infected by the COVID-19 virus. Our environmental policies must, moving forward, as recognition of this 50th anniversary of Earth Day, uplift these communities first and foremost.
Earth Day in New York did not include the usual rallies or tree plantings or school teach-ins, but groups came together virtually to celebrate progress that has been and could be made in the spirit of the first Earth Day in 1970. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.